Oklahoma Wesleyan women's soccer game Saturday started like any other. The fans filed in and groaned at missed opportunities, were annoyed by seemingly bad calls, and cheered when the Lady Eagles scored. But for all the normalcy, this game was different. It was the first game played underneath the newly installed lights at the Eagles soccer field. University President Dr. Everett Piper said this is a culmination of donations and smart saving by the university.
Well, it took a substantial financial investment, and thankfully, because of the success of the school right now, our increased enrollment and our success in fundraising, we had enough money in the operational budget last year to put nearly $200,000 or maybe slightly more into this complex.
For Blythe Zielinski, Lady Eagles fan, the atmosphere of a night game is exciting, and she thinks more people will attend.
I think the atmosphere of a night game is more exciting, and I think have a lot more enjoyment, you know, to it. And the excitement of it, it's cooler in general, so I think you'll get more attendance overall.
Dr. Doug Quick, biology professor at OKWU and 11-year follower of Eagle soccer, has seen the growth of soccer at the university.
I can remember coming here one of the first years out here, and I'd be out here sitting here by myself with nobody else out here, so this is great. I'm real excited for him.
In addition, as a professor, Quick mentioned one of the big reasons for having the lights, keeping the students in class.
It helps the education because the students don't have to leave so early. Normally we'd have women starting at 2 and the men at 4. And if they start at 2, they got to leave at 12, so they miss a lot of classes. So now we're not missing classes, and everybody can come out and watch. It's just a great opportunity for everybody.
Coach of the Lady Eagles, Vladan Glavinic, says this is a dream come true.
This is a dream come true for us. You've seen how many people showed up. I mean, I don't think that we ever had that many people in the game around here.
Glavinic goes on to say that his team was a little nervous with the extra fans who came because of the 8 p.m. start.
We lined up, they're like, oh, how many people is here? Like, what are we going to do now? I was like, just relax and play and get used to it.
And get used to it they did, as they won a 4-0 victory over Baycone College. And as the sirens sounded, ending the game, everyone there knew it was just the beginning of a new era under the lights. For Bartlesville Radio, I'm Jonathan Eastman.